familiar faces, even though they all belong to my extended family. This is a mongrel poem. It's a sort of cross between Chaucer and Roger McGough and Benny Hill, but I hope you enjoy it. It's also going to be read in the vernacular, so if you need a translation after every stanza, just stop me. It's called Alter Ego. I stare to find my arm is still asleep. It's disembodied, lying flaccid on the sheet. The gang of navvies camped around my bed, a hammer drill and trenches in my head. Then I recall, in morning after fog, shenanigans occurring down the dock. It's coming back now, clear as turpentine. Big Hamish, proffering a line as big as seven whales. It left a blinding vapour trail that snaked its way around pints and nips. Then the biggin skips into the toilet, pulls me, helpless, in his wake. Sprays porcelain, gives himself a shake, and from a gaping pocket spills a centrefold of shiny, happy pills. Here, our son, get your laughing gear around these, he spraffs. Blast guaranteed. New stuff from Poland, only 50 pence a lid. I knew I never should have, but I did. It's painful getting up. I'm like a bloke who's been left someone's body as a joke. There's something off this gig that isn't right. Fuck Hamish and his dodgy Polish shite. I'm bambi-legged. I totter to the sink. I'm poking around for something cool to drink. Confront my image in the mirror bare. Jesus Mary Joseph, who's that there? My face is kidnapped. As I slumber, some scally's in and done a number. That's not my nose. It's way too wide and thick. Not like the one I used to gouge and pick. That's someone else's gob. It's not mine either. It's nowhere near the one that used to mire the mates. But worst of all, me hair's all wrong. It's cut and styled and straight and long. Where once a pair my crown did top, there's now a poncy shortage crop. I've come on all distracted with the shock and stagger to the bedroom, check the clock. It's 20 minutes late for signing on. Open the wardrobe, find me tracksuit gone. Instead of tatty trainers, there's some shoes. A shiny brand new pair of Jimmy Choo's. And then, as if to underline the farce, the pit boss turns around and bit its arse, as if it's never seen my face before. I do a sharpest exit through the door and hit the high street, reeling from the sheer audacity of it. Past pub and calf and betting shop, a force I'm powerless to stop propels me by a hand unseen to places where I've never been. I'm drowned in cultural pursuits by clarinets and strings and flutes. Then, in a warehouse stacked with words, I find a book, not rhyme nor verse, but written in some foreign muck about some Raj who's woken up to find he's grown a roach's head. The anvil drops. While in my bed, some evil sprite has had it off. I've turned into a raging toff. Despondent, I'm returned to where my violated gaff weight's stripped and bare. Neck four Tamazis, washed with foam and chalk, and pray the terror's gone when I wake up. Then in the gloom, as deathly midnight nears, a trinity of ghostly sprites appears. The first one pulls me close, and spreading wings, transports me high above the clouds, then brings me quivering with fright to my old thatch, and shows me all the evil scams I've hatched. The second one with sarky words and grin, most cruelly mocks the sordid state I'm in, with sweeping gesture, conjures up a scene of all the shameful places that I've been. Then finally the third, the dreakest sprite, without a word, encloaks me. I am old. I stand in churchyard bleak and cold, and weep in terror, beg the spirit save my sad denuded body from the grave. It's moonlight, morning, sunlight streams through threadbare curtains, soothes my dreams, yet, mindful of the dark behind the light, I keep my straining eyelids watertight, for fear of further aberrations carried out on physog, ear, or poor mistreated snout. But slowly, inch by inch, the fingers creep to where my head's protruding through the sheet. The trembling hand connects. Oh joy, oh fates! A wiry rampant pair luxuriates. I'm well made up, like Lazarus undead, spring up and dance a jig around me bed. And then with warbling song and piercing cries, I praise those kindly phantoms to the skies. There's lessons learned from this dire visitation. I'll pledge myself to bold renunciation of scally deals and screaming strife. From this day forth, I'll lead a blameless life. And as my soul with sweet redemption fills, resolve, I'll have no more epoxy pills. So breeze downstairs, put kettle on, the tracksuit's in its place, the jimmy's gone. The pit bull bears its fangs in loving grin. I put the tatty trainers in the bin. A brave new world of wonderment awaits. I contemplate a visit to the Tate. It's early doors though, bags of time for art. Then there's the weekly quiz night down the door. I'll have a ciggy, sit and have a think. This new persona's thirsty work, best have a drink. I'm staring at the clouds, looks like rain. Perhaps I'll take the dog, sign on again.